9 minutes after 10 o'clock, it is Wednesday, August the 15th, and welcome to the Travel Authority's Travel Show here. Bonnie Pintozzi, you are kind of the guru of getting there, if you will, right?
I hope so. We try very hard to do that, for
wherever
sure.
Wherever you're going, you're with going them. To help get them there.
You bet. Did I hear correctly? Because you normally know this. Is this National Relaxation Day?
I believe it is.
Is
National...
every day that?
Well, this is so fitting for talking about travel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's perfect. I love that day. All right. Well, today we're going to have just a whole lot of fun. There are two words I want to lead off the show with. It's called pleasant holidays. Now, wouldn't they be great words in the travel industry?
I think that's perfect. Everyone wants to have a pleasant holiday, right?
Well, they do. But since 1959, our guests have been fulfilling that. And we have Pleasant Holidays on with us today. And we have Nancy Logan, who is Director of Sales for Pleasant Holidays. So good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's National Relaxation Day. Who would we have except for you?
I love it.
Because you can take us all over the world. And we're all relaxed and having a grand time. Correct?
Perfect. What a way to start the morning.
I know. Okay, so let's give an overview for someone who may not know who Pleasant Holidays is. I know that we work very strongly with Pleasant Holidays for many, many things all over the world because you've been doing that, offering these great programs and things that... But if I was to dream, and I'm sitting here listening to the show, where can we go? Or is there a place we can't go?
Well, that's probably actually the better question.
Right.
As you said, Pleasant Holidays. We actually started in 1959, and the founder of our company, he was flying back and forth to Hawaii as part of his job and fell in love with it and decided that he wanted to make it his life's dream to basically open Hawaii up to as many people as he possibly could and help people experience the amazingly beautiful Hawaiian Islands. And that's really how Pleasant Holidays started, is offering Hawaii packages. And from that time, we have grown to offering some of the most amazing destinations in the world. You can stay in an overwatered bungalow in Tahiti, go snorkeling in Fiji, go through the... amazing cities of Europe, or zip line through Costa Rica. You name it, Pleasant Holidays, we pretty much offer it today and help people see the world.
And Nancy, you do these journeys, these unique experiences to all over the world, and they're great for families. If you're looking for the beach, if you're looking for golf, ski, scuba, you want spa treatments, you want to go luxury, and or you're looking at some of the value at it. And you even had pet-friendly vacations.
Yes.
I mean, what don't you, it's we're right. What don't you do, right?
I would say we don't do Africa today. That's the number one destination that comes to mind that we don't do. But you're right. We really have tried to look at, where are the most popular destinations and where are people wanting to travel today and the more unique experiences. And there are so many varied interests in travel today. It's no longer just about, loading the kids up in the station wagon and heading off to see a national park. Families today want to have real unique experiences and educate the children, or have romantic time as couples, or, travel with the parents and the grandparents. And so our goal is to make sure that we offer something that fits a little bit of for everyone and has lots of variety and opportunity.
Well, and Pleasant has always tried to keep up. I remember when I was first in the industry, which has been many, many years, I mean, you were the go-to, always the go-to, because especially, like you said, Hawaii. But as things have progressed and the world has become this huge places of opportunities to go to see things you just never thought you'd get there and see, I mean, you had to have seen the difference as a company that all of a sudden we had all-inclusive vacations. And they were really, you know, they've taken off, obviously. And, you know, and you have them in some of the greatest places, that in the popular places.
We absolutely do. And we really do watch what the, not only the current trends are for travel, but what we feel is coming up and people are going to be looking for in the future. All-inclusive vacations are so popular. Mm-hmm. It's a very, first of all, they're very, very good value. Mm-hmm. You know, you have all of your meals included, most of your alcohol or all of your alcohol included, oftentimes a lot of water sports, activities. There's just so much included in an all-inclusive vacation. And it is a really, really wonderful way for people to be able to have a very relaxing experience and know that, you know, what the cost was up front and just be able to go to the destination and enjoy the resort and the location they're visiting. But we're also looking at, as I mentioned, up-and-coming destinations that we see on the horizon. For example, in the next few months, we're actually going to start operating in Colombia. We've been watching the trends. It's becoming much more popular. And for those that are a little bit more adventurous-seeking, looking for something really different, we feel that's going to be a wonderful addition to our destination offering. Mm-hmm. We also recently have launched Japan, and we're getting ready to start offering Hong Kong in just the next couple weeks. So we're always looking for a great mixture of what's really popular right now, but what's going to be coming up in the future that people are going to be looking for.
You know, getting back to the questions or the explanations about all-inclusive, I would imagine that that's the kind of trip a lot of families are interested in. But even beyond that, if you have, say, a girls' trip or a reunion of some sort where you want to tell people one price, and if they want to go from, you know, anywhere else, it's going to be on them. I think that that's really easy to get people to agree to, you know, because then they go, okay, yeah, I can do that.
We
right?
can do it, and we
yeah.
can do our own thing.
And then we can
it.
Do our own thing
right.
within it. It's not, yeah. So do you see a lot more families doing the all-inclusive thing and trips like that and reunions, groups?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Family vacations are so popular today. Matter of fact, about a week and a half ago, I was just in Jamaica for our company sales meeting and had the chance to tour a resort called Beaches in Negril, Jamaica. Beaches are part of the Sandals family, mm-hmm. but beaches are designed for families, and it's an amazing, amazing resort. There were so many families that were enjoying the beach, enjoying the water park. I saw kids eating pizza and ice cream, and parents eating pizza and ice cream, and everybody was having so much fun, and you could tell that they were just making amazing memories together. But then we also toured some of the different Sandals properties, which are couples only, and I absolutely just loved watching the honeymooners and talked with couples who were on their anniversary trips, you know, that were just spending time together, having these great right. this great getaway. So yes, family vacations are very popular, but lots of great resorts too for couples or girlfriend weekends looking to get away.
And destination weddings. I mean, part of it, definitely.
You know, yes, we saw beautiful brides walking mm-hmm. around some of the different resorts, and we watched them having their pictures taken. And seriously, after almost 19 years of being married, I was ready to go have vow renewals done and yeah. bring out the wedding dress, do it all again.
Oh, good for you, Nancy. I hope you do that one day. Definitely. You know, when we sit here each Wednesday morning and we talk about varieties in travel. And I often wonder if our listeners are saying, well, they only do this type of thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And one thing, and this is an appropriate show to say this, because when we have Pleasant Holidays on board, it's a matter of a mix and match, and we can put anything together. That's the inevitable part of all this. I mean, from the flights, from the hotels, the cruises, the car rentals, you know, trip cancellation, all the insurance, the unique experiences. And that's what we've always had as this relationship in the travel industry. It's a go-to type of situation, working with someone like Pleasant Holidays, who has the ability to negotiate worldwide, to really go in and experience it. And you heard Nancy, she had the opportunity to go in and check and see the properties and stuff. They're firsthand on the ground when looking. And so it's anything. I mean, if you were sitting here saying, well, okay, well, maybe I want to go to Australia. Maybe I want to do this. You heard the only place that really we could identify right now with Pleasant Holidays is Africa. Okay. But it doesn't matter, because we have this mix and match and we can put all these things together. So it's a trip that's being built your way, as opposed to here's the canned vacation. You can only do this. Mm-hmm. You got to be here at a certain time. No, there's that freedom to do that. And, you know, we use Pleasant Holidays a lot for a lot of pre-cruise vacations.
Right.
I mean, and it's not always the destinations that are far away. It's, you know, you're going to go out to Hawaii on a cruise. You're going to go out to New Orleans on a cruise. You know, Boston, you know, we're talking about New York, all these different places. How wonderful is that, is to go in, do a pre or post type of trip and add that part of to your experience.
Right.
But then when we get into going to Tahiti or the Cook Islands and things like that, we start dreaming. You know, we have this song that starts our show every Wednesday, Kokomo. And, you know, we're dreaming about these different things. But it's not just warm destinations, you know, it's all destinations.
Yeah.
It's skiing. It's your experience. You know, we had a group say they wanted to do some sort of sporting event as a fun and friendly type of thing. Well, the group side of it is a great way to do this. And we have that capability. I mean, Nancy, you guys are the pros in this as well, working in conjunction with our joint planning, right?
Well, thank you. We certainly appreciate you saying that, and that's what we do. That's all that we do, are working with Altour and our partners and planning out these amazing vacations. So we certainly appreciate that you think of us as the experts. That's what our goal is to be.
Now, I know we have a lot of golfers that might be kind of listening to us. But, you know, then when we talk about maybe going over to, you know, England or, you know, Scotland. And
right. That sounds fantastic.
But, you know, there's a lot of Canadian golf resorts. There's a lot of Central American golf resorts. Europe around there. I mean, there's a few countries that have a few golf resorts. What do you think? We have Hawaii, Tahiti, the Caribbean, of course, Cook Islands, Fiji. Going golfing in Fiji.
I've never thought about going golfing
about
in Fiji,
that.
But now I will.
Or like Mexico. Of course, the USA, we have, they abound. These are the types of things we can put together with Pleasant Holidays, our golf vacations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the skiing, have you wanted to ski Banff? Have you thought about, oh my goodness, Deer Valley and Utah ski resorts? You know, Colorado is beautiful, Lake Tahoe. I mean, it's just that type of opportunities to do it. But you know what I love too? The scuba diving vacations. A lot of times people don't realize, you know, where they could go and scuba dive. And that abounds. But I love the spa hotels and resorts. So Nancy, let's talk about that a little bit, okay? Where can I go? If I want a spa hotel and resort, where can I go in the world to do that in some of the destinations you have?
Well, spa vacations are such a great way to relax and really rejuvenate, and it's become a very, very popular part of many vacations. Some of the places that stand out to me that I would go for a wonderful spa vacation, one of the best experiences I've ever had in spa was actually in Costa Rica. You go out during the day, and we did some hiking, we did some zip lining, we rode some horses, and trust me, at the end of the day, I was ready to come back and relax.
Especially on the horses, your body could use the spa.
Yeah, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And when I got back to the resort, I set up a half-day spa treatment, and it was just absolutely amazing. Hot stone massages and mud wraps and all of these amazing treatments that you can think of right out in the middle of the rainforest. A lot of the treatments were outside, and it was just the perfect setting. But there's amazing spas today in the Caribbean if you want to have a massage out on the beach. Of course, in Tahiti, you know, in the over-the-water bungalows or, you know, set out by the water. But there's just so many great destinations that you can take advantage of spa vacations. There's a lot of wonderful spas in the U.S. also. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we mentioned earlier that girls' weekends or girls' vacations have become really popular. And that's actually one of the most popular girls' getaways are to do a spa trip and spend the weekend at a beautiful luxury hotel getting spa treatments. I can't think of a better way to vacation with my girlfriends than that.
Oh my gosh. No, that sounds amazing.
Well, I know. Crystal's looking at me going, oh yeah, oh yeah. This sounds too much.
Every time we talk, I plan all of these vacations in my head. And now I'm on the website right now. And I'm going, yep, I'll go there. Yep, I'll go there. Let's go.
All right. Now, I mentioned at one point we had these pet-friendly types of vacations. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, our pets are our children, and we don't really want to leave them at home. We want to go away with the family.
Right.
So these Pleasant Holidays has pet-friendly hotels and resorts. Now, the family's with them. And right. It's not just a resort for the dogs only, okay? So where do we have? We have them in Canada, right? We have them in lots of places, like Central America, Hawaii, of course, USA, lots of hotels and resorts, Caribbean, Europe, and Mexico. So there are ways to do this, okay? So that is an opportunity to really take the pet with you. Now, is there a limitation, though, Nancy, on the pet?
When traveling with a pet, I always advise that that travelers look into the entry requirements mm-hmm. and the pet restrictions of whatever country that they're traveling to. You know, traveling with a pet within the U.S. or Canada is pretty easy. A lot of people are either driving or you're just flying to those destinations. And so that's actually pretty easy to do. But when you start thinking about traveling outside the country with your pet, you want to do a lot of research and see what type of papers you need to have, if they need to have any special vaccinations. Mm-hmm. Some countries might have quarantine periods. So it's just something that does, I always advise, do a lot of research when you're thinking about traveling with your right. with your four-legged family member, and make sure that you know exactly what's going to be required where you're taking them. And that way it's easy, hassle-free, mm-hmm. and you know, no stress for the pet or for the family. But yes, you're right. There's lots of amazing destinations that you can take your pet to today.
And in today's world of travel, who knows? I mean, depend to find a pet. I mean, you know,
right.
That would be an interesting thing if I wanted to bring my, you know, hamster or my frogs or something like that. But at the same time, you know, travel allows you to do a lot of different things. And believe me, through the years, I've been privileged to some interesting questions and interesting things that people want to do. But it's not all about, when you hear us talk about spas, it's not all about it's that luxury pricing either. It's all price points. Mm-hmm. If you want that ultra luxury, yes. If you're looking for the value or whatever, looking for different things, it's not all one-stop shopping. Mm-hmm. And see, that's what I want to make sure as we talk every Wednesday, that we're realizing that it's out there if you piques the interest, if mm-hmm. you're really interested in wanting to do a destination someplace, we have the ability.
Yeah.
We have the ability to reach out and do all these things with really, really qualified and valued partners in travel like Pleasant Holidays.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just, every time I speak with you, Bonnie, and then I have, you know, the pleasure of meeting some of your guests and over, you know, over the radio anyway, I make all of these different well, all these plans. Mm-hmm. And now I know where to go when mm-hmm. I'm looking into those plans. And the first stop is the Travel Authority and L-Tour Company, right?
Exactly. Because we've been around a long time as well. We know the good companies, and we know the ones to basically will not provide the level of service that we want our mutual clients, I'm sure Nancy agrees, to be taken care of. And that's the difference. It makes a huge difference, because we all qualify and we all look at this together.
All right, Nancy, I just want to say thank you so much. It has been a holiday.
It has been a holiday, a pleasant holiday.
A very pleasant holiday. And, of course, speaking of holidays, we're all going to celebrate right now. Knowing that you're ready to plan your next vacation, your next holiday, your getaway, get in touch with your friends at the Travel Authority and L-Tour Company. Bonnie, how can they do that?
They can just visit us in Traverse City and Gaylord, obviously, or go on online, see our podcast now. We have Travel Talk, Outdoor and TTA Travel Talk. So listen to us on our podcast, and we'll have some fun with it. Just get in touch with us.
All right. Thanks, Nancy. We will see you soon.